Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
New vaccine results from Pfizer.
Tests show it protected kids as young as 12.
$2 trillion roadmap.
From roads to bridges, even the electrical grid.
Witnesses recount George Floyd's final moments.
I couldn't just walk away, even though I couldn't do anything about it.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, there's brand new information just out this morning on the Pfizer COVID vaccine, and it's important for parents of school-aged children. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
Pfizer says its vaccine is safe and strongly protective in kids as young as 12. It's been studying 12 to 15-year-olds and found there were no cases of COVID-19 among those fully vaccinated. In fact, researchers say they showed high levels of virus-fighting antibodies, even higher than those in young adults. This was a small study, but it could be an important first step in getting kids back to school.
Well, for years, experts have warned about the danger of neglected roads and bridges. And for years, Washington has wrestled with how to deal with it. Now, as we hear from CBS's Ed O'Keefe, we're learning details of the Biden administration's blueprint to spend $2 trillion over the next 8 years to get projects moving and people working.
The idea here is to pass one of the most expensive government spending plans ever, on par with building the interstate highway system and the space program back in the 1960s. The plan includes things like $621 billion to repair roads, bridges, and airports with a goal of modernizing 20,000 miles of highways and streets, and to build 500,000 electric vehicle charging stations by 2030. There'd be $111 billion to replace lead pipes and ensure access to clean drinking water, $100 billion to build new schools, another $100 billion to expand access to high-speed internet, and $100 billion more to update the nation's electrical systems. The president would pay for all of this by hiking corporate tax rates from 21 to 28% and changing how multinational companies are taxed.
The jury in the Derek Chauvin trial will hear from experts today about George Floyd's death. CBS's Jamie Yukis says it follows emotional accounts from some young people who saw the events unfold.
Prosecutors witnessed Darnella Frazier was 17 years old when she saw Derek Chauvin kneeling on George Floyd's neck.
I heard George Floyd saying, "I can't breathe, please get off of me. I can't breathe." He cried for his mom. He was in pain.
She recorded the nearly 10-minute video of Floyd's death.
It's been nights. I stayed up apologizing to George Floyd for not doing more.
Darnella's 9-year-old cousin, Judea Reynolds, was with her that day and saw the same scene.
I was sad and kind of mad. It felt like he was stopping his breathing, and it kind of like hurting him.
In New York City, police have arrested a 38-year-old man in connection with the brutal attack on a 65-year-old Asian American woman near Times Square. The most serious charge is felony assault as a hate crime. For the first time, reporters have been allowed inside a border control center that was set up to handle the influx of unaccompanied children. CBS's Maria Villarreal.
Inside this processing facility run by Border Patrol, plastic pods have become an overcrowded purgatory for migrants waiting to seek asylum. There are roughly 4,100 people here, 17 times what the facility was built to hold. More than half are unaccompanied children. They all sleep on the floor, some with mats and others with foil blankets.
I'm a father. I don't want to see that. As a Border Patrol agent, I didn't sign up for this.
The Justice Department's investigating Trump ally and Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, who's accused of having an inappropriate sexual relationship with a 17-year-old girl and paying her to travel with him. On Fox News, Gaetz denied it.
It is a horrible allegation, and it is a lie. The New York Times is running a story that I have traveled with a 17-year-old woman, and that is verifiably false. People can look at my travel records and see that that is not the case. What is happening is an extortion of me and my family.
Boulder, Colorado has said goodbye to the police officer who was one of 10 people killed in last week's supermarket massacre. CBS's Janet Shamlian.
Flashing lights for miles, a solemn procession of grief. In and around Boulder, people pausing to honor a fallen hero. From Eric Talley's fellow officers flanking the casket, to law enforcement from across the country saluting his service. Heartfelt tributes to a public servant, husband, and dad.
Be proud of your father. He is a hero. He lived his life through God to be a role model for you.
President Biden has urged states to maintain COVID mask mandates, but another one, Arkansas, has joined the list that have dropped it. The state's also opened up vaccine access to anyone 16 and older. In Texas, the state Senate has passed six laws designed to restrict abortion. One would prohibit procedures once a fetal heartbeat is detected. A mastermind of the 1972 Watergate burglary who said he never regretted it has died. G. Gordon Liddy was 90.
What it was really about was getting sexual dirt on the Democrats, and that would have been politically potent stuff. And I would not have hesitated to do that.
Liddy, who was a former FBI agent and Army vet, spent just over 4 years in prison for the crime, which eventually led to the resignation of President Nixon. More football? Why not? The NFL is increasing the regular season by a game to 17 games. CBS's Steve Futterman.
The move is largely viewed as a way to make more money. It's the first time the league has expanded the number of regular season games since 1978. To make up for the move, there will be a reduction in preseason games from 4 to 3, and the Super Bowl will be pushed back a week.
Well, how do you spell upset? This morning, it's UCLA.
Here's the shot, partner, off the glass. No! UCLA from the first four to the final four.
The call on TBS as UCLA toppled number one seed Michigan 51-49 in the NCAA basketball tournament. For Gonzaga, the path to the final four was a bit easier.
That'll do it. Gonzaga is going to the final four. They are unbeaten with history in their clutches.
A convincing 85-66 defeat of USC. South Carolina and Stanford made it to the women's Final Four. Some characters who conquered television are headed for some new territory.
Author George R.R. Martin is developing a live stage version of Game of Thrones. The play will take place about 16 years before the popular HBO show started and focus on a big event known as the Great Tourney. Of course, because it is Game of Thrones, there'll be a lot of drama and bloodshed. And some fan favorites will be back. Ned Stark, Cersei Lannister.
I told you no one walks away from me.
And Littlefinger.
I did warn you not to trust me.
Productions are expected in London, Australia, and New York City in 2023. Monica Ricks, CBS News, New York.
Volkswagen has admitted its news release saying the company name would change in the U.S. to Volkswagen was a fake. At first, there were company assurances it wasn't. USA Today accuses VW of manipulating reporters to get attention for an electric vehicle marketing campaign. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news and culture maker interviews, and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.